to approximately 11,000 new cases being diagnosed each year. Of these, up to 15% will go on in time to develop local recurrences. And for these patients, exudative surgery would be an option for them. The other group that may require exudative surgery are those that present initially with locally advanced tumours. I should point out that of the 1,100 cases or so annually that do develop local recurrence, only half will actually be suitable for possible exenteration surgery, as they will have isolated recurrences and not have any distant metastasis. All in all, this amounts to 250 cases, exudative surgery cases, being performed in the UK per annum for rectal cancer. And given the magnitude of exudative surgery, patient selection is key. To illustrate this point,